All roads lead to where? It's kind of the way the Lord brought it to us tonight, and that's not the end of the message. I believe the Lord's got a point that He wants to get across to us tonight. But I was thinking we start off on this trip down here to La Ronger. It's one of my, I like to go a lot of places. But as we leave from Alabama and we come down here, if you put this trip into your Google Maps or your Apple Maps, you get several options. That's the way you do it. We actually started off down here, and I didn't realize the one that we had actually chosen until I was taking off on 59, and the Apple map was saying to go down 20, and Bethany started saying, "Daddy, Daddy, you're supposed to go to the right." Well, I had no intention of taking that route. But there's several ways to get down here, and they all lead to the same place. I have my preferences, but even that switches around a little bit. And I thought about that. The Lord's kind of bringing that mind, and I'm just seeing the picture of, you know, before you actually select the map, and you see the little blue line, and one goes this way, and there's a little lighter one goes this way, and another one goes this way, and there's, I think there was literally four that came up on my map to choose from as I come down here, and I happen to know there's several others you could take. And would be relatively about the same time getting you here. And I got to thinking, is that how it is with salvation? All roads lead to the same place, huh? Is that how it works with salvation? I even almost wrote on the board here, all roads lead to heaven. Now, I promise you, there's something to that that's not quite right. So I don't want anybody to leave early and then leave with that impression that I'm telling you that that's the truth. But I almost put it down that way. Because, and with the help of the Lord, I want to say it broadly and then maybe bring it a little more to home to us. Has anybody had experience in the world with Christianity? I'm just putting that word rather loosely as you can consider it today. Have you had experience being out there and being around Christianity? I don't know about, I can't say about other times that people have lived in, but my experience is that seems like all roads lead to heaven is the general opinion. I don't believe that, just so you know that. But that seems to be the general impression out there. All roads lead to heaven. And I'm concerned about that for several reasons. And I have this strong feeling and belief, and I believe it's accurate, that if there's a sincere soul anywhere in the world, that God truly can get to them, no matter where they're coming from or what the background is. But that soul has to get a hold of God. There's not a unique way for the particular way that you grew up. There's not a unique way for the particular place that you grew up. There's not a unique salvation to that particular place. All right? There's a certain God that's calling out for you, a singular, certain God, wherever you're from and whatever location you're in, there's a singular God who's calling out for you. And you will singularly have to answer Him. Whoever you are, wherever you are in the world, you will have to singularly answer Him and listen to Him. He is not coming to tell you, in your culture, this is the way things are done. Now, don't misunderstand me. I know they're different, but I'm talking about walking in the way that the Lord has prepared. We're going to explain this more as we go. He's not coming to say, well, here's how we're going to do it here. Here's how we're going to do it here. Here's the way, here's the kind of God I am to you. And here's the kind of God I am to you. And here's the kind of God I am to you. And here's what holiness means here. And here's what holiness means here. You know, just as a precursor to the message tonight, holiness means holiness. It is a singular definition that God is able to explain to any soul anywhere in the world who desires to serve Him, wherever they come from and whatever their experience is. But it is a singular definition from a singular God. And there's a singular way, a singular path. You know, we went to West Virginia for the camp meeting. And one of the things we did one day was went to a place, I believe it's called Spruce Knob. Is that correct? Spruce Knob. It's pretty high. Is it the highest place in West Virginia, or it's the highest place, is what I thought. All right, so it's on up there. And it's beautiful. If you get a chance to go, it's a great place. But here's where it kind of ties into what I was thinking about tonight. So if anybody's driven in West Virginia, it's gorgeous. Is there a straight road in West Virginia? I don't know. There probably is. Somewhere. We weren't driving on those. So we're driving along and we're following a path. And it's beautiful and, you know, it was enjoyable, just the route to get there. But our last turn, I believe, is by a little store. And we come to this place and we have an option. We have a choice. We can turn here. And if you turn there, you'll follow that road and you go all the way to the top of the mountain. And it's up, 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 up. And you get to the top and you'll see Spruce Knob. If you don't turn there, you will not see Spruce Knob. You will not go to the top of Spruce Knob. Am I missing something? Was there another road to the top? There's not another road to the top of Spruce Knob. That's the road to the top of Spruce Knob. You can go and you can try it another way, but you're not going to make it. I don't know of a vehicle that can make it up another way. It's my impression, most likely. There's not another road up to the top of Spruce Knob. That is it. You know, there's a common verse in the Bible in John 14. And we just start with the first verse and kind of read into what we really want to focus on is the sixth verse. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." All right, so what is he talking about? Just let your mind just take in what he's talking about for a moment. What Christ is talking about is heaven. He's confirming to us, "Let not your hearts be troubled. There is a place that I'm going to prepare for you. A place, a singular place. A place called heaven that I'm preparing for you." And then he says, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So this place called heaven is where Christ abides, where he lives, where he went to be with his Father, sit at his right hand. And he's coming back to get us, to take us home with him. And he said, "Whither I go, you know, and the way you know." And Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? How can we know how to get to you, Lord? There's a lot of roads here." And, you know, like the road to Spruce Knob, you might have come to that point, and if we had someone who knew what was there, who knew where it was, and knew that it was worth going and seeing. If you didn't have that, you might come to that point and look at it and go, "The road I'm on is pretty nice. Why would I want to drive up this road that goes straight up the side of a mountain? You know, it gets kind of, there's a few hairpin curves. It gets a little tight every once in a while. You know, if there's a car coming down the other way, well, it's passable. But it's going to be a little harder on my car. I could just go this way and it'd be a little easier." How can we know the way? Lord, I want to be with you. How do I recognize the value in this turn I'm taking right here? How do I know it? How do I know that that yes, I need to make this turn. That this is where the reward lies. You can't see, I can't see Spruce Knob from that turn. I couldn't see it. You can't see heaven from where you are right now in your life. How do you know how to get there? How do you know how to take the right turns? Well, I tell you one way you can miss it is not realizing that when there's a Y in the road, it matters which one you take. When there's a choice that you're making in life, whether it's big or it's small, it matters. The choice you're taking matters. You see, if there's not a singular God and there's not a singular way, let's go this way this time and this way that time. It'd be all right. It all ends up in the same place, right? Am I? Look, I'll ask you a question. Am I just off? No, I'm not. That's exactly how we are as humans. And I said I wanted, with the help of the Lord, to bring it home. So let's move back from the world and from Christianity out there. Let's just come into this place tonight where we are. To those of us who, Lord, help us. Lord, help. Are these walls going to keep us in the way? Is this section of camp meeting time and the next one and the next one and the next one going to be what keeps us in the way? Being in these places, is that it can help. And I'm talking more about just being in the places that we're going to be in, okay? Physically being there. Is that going to keep us on the way? Is that going to be what helps me realize the turn in the road that I need to take? You getting here is great. Don't misunderstand me. But is it enough to just be here? Is that the qualifier? Is that how we recognize? You know, there's a verse here that we want to finish up reading, the sixth verse that we said. It says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, Lord Jesus, help that to come home tonight to us. No man comes to the Father but by me. You know, I had the privilege to be in Young People's, and I heard something that Brother Jared shared there. And he shared the verse about work out your own salvation. And he shared the rest of it too, with fear and trembling. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Y'all, we cannot take it seriously enough tonight. The time that we have here, you come here and this is a good place to be. Not because I'm here and this is where I am, but because this is a place that has been dedicated to the Lord. Coming and having His way. We do as children of God, and one of the things that we desire so much is for every one of us to just kind of get out of the way a little bit. And let God have control. When we say Holy Spirit leadership, that's what we're looking for tonight. It's why it's good to be here. If we can truly let God have His way, then you're in a really good place tonight. Because you've got an opportunity to hear from the one who is the way. If tonight, if I've had those experiences with Him and I get up here and I begin to put my touches on it, it's going to be unclear. It's not. You know, sometimes it's why we can really hold back, because we realize the importance of God having control tonight and having His way. Because He is the way. He is the one that knows how. His holiness, His purity, His Spirit, He can impart to everyone who is in here. And in that, you can know how to take the turns that you need to take in your life. But then you have to receive it. You know, God burned me a long time ago to pray and recognize that the Holy Spirit is who knows how to deliver this word. Well, He burned me, and I felt like He gave me something more recently to pray, and that is that the Holy Spirit is who knows how to help you receive it. And if you take it in your own hands tonight, and you adjust it to your life, oh, we can recognize it out there because it looks really different. When people take the Word of God and they adjust it to however they're living, well, it starts looking really different. And we can say, wow, that, you know, they need a little help. They need a little help. You know what? I believe, look, I need a little help. You need a little help. We need a little help. If I put my hands on it tonight, it's going to be unclear. If you put your hands on it as it comes out to you, and you put your hands on it, and you adjust it to your life and to what you're comfortable with, it's going to be unclear. And you know what? Tonight's tonight. But the burden of it is that your life right now, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing with the things that God is bringing to you by His Holy Spirit in your life? Are you putting your hands on them and adjusting them to what you want life to be? Lord, I'm willing to do certain things, but there's certain things I'm not willing to do. You're putting your hands on it, and you're not going to recognize the turn. Right up that turn of Spruce Knob, the road you're on looks mighty pretty. You could enjoy a ride, but you're going to miss it. Lord, help us. This is what it means when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. You don't come there being all around it and adjusting it to your life. What happened, Lord? What happened? You didn't take my way. You took your own. What do you mean? Well, that was such a little inconsequential thing. What's that got to do with it? Are you the Lord's or are you not? If He doesn't have the smallest areas of your life, well, He doesn't have you. You have you. 98% of you can be here listening to what God says, and the 2% you're adjusting means that God doesn't have control of your life. How can He lead you in the way? You know what? If I went all the way down to, let's say I went to slide down to the turn onto I-10 down there. And I said, you know, the only turn I'm not going to follow, I'm going to turn and I'm going to go east here. You know where I wouldn't be tonight? I wouldn't be here. Hey, I only took one turn. There was a bunch of other turns before that turn. I only took one turn that wasn't what it was supposed to be. I did it. If you're doing it tonight and you're adjusting the word of the Lord, let's include this, but let's take it past this. In your life, daily with the Lord, where it matters, your daily walk. You miss a few things in church, God can get through to you. If you're missing your daily walk, I don't mean to don't neglect church either, but you understand what I'm saying. And I don't want to belabor the point, but you know, we can do a lot of things here and go home and say, well, that's what we do there, but we're going to do a little different here. This is strictly for you and your life. I want you to make it, and I want to make it. And if we're going to make it, there's only one way. There's only one truth. There's only one life. And He's going to have control. He can work with you wherever you're from. Don't you start letting something else take control. God can work with you there, but you're going to have to allow Him to work. You're going to have to take your hands off. You're going to have to. You know what? I heard something recently that I really liked, and I think it paints the picture very well. It's like God has given us a contract and asked us to sign the bottom. Are you looking down through the contract saying, you know what, just that one, I'm going to change that word just a little. Okay, that's good, I'll sign that. Y'all, you're not signing up for His will and His way. All right? Here's what we need to do. This is the way it came to me, or the way I've been left. I don't even remember what I heard and what I in my own mind kind of got to thinking about, and it became what it was. But let's do something. When God starts to sit down and write on your life, do this one thing. Say, Lord, can you wait just a minute? And so to speak, take it from Him before He writes anything on it and just sign it. And then say, Lord, here you go. Here you go. Write on it. Lord, I don't want you to get a thing on that paper. I want to sign it first, then I want you to have your way. I want you to write whatever you'll write on that paper for me. You know what you're committed to then? You're committed to the Lord having control of your life. You're committed to the way. That's how you're going to stay safe. That's how you're going to stay on the path. Because all roads don't lead to heaven. They don't lead to heaven. In fact, there are a bunch of roads, but there's only one that leads to heaven. And it's this way of taking that blank sheet, signing it, and giving it to God. Say, Lord, whatever you write on this page, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to do that in my life. I'm going to do it in my personal walk with you every day. This is not a some time of the week thing. This is not a certain day of the week. This is not a certain time of the year thing. This is me completely signing over 365, 24/7 to you, Lord, for you to write whatever you want to write on that page. Isaiah 35. The third verse says, strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with the vengeance, even God with the recompense. He will come and save you. I've got to have something. You know what you've got to have? You've got to have God, because He will save you. And what if somehow you're not kind of where you need to be, the Lord will show you. All right? You dig deep in Him, and He will show you. It says, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. One God, one Savior, one Spirit, one way. Only one who has the ability to open our eyes. You're blind tonight. And if you don't give God control, you will stay blind. And you will miss the salvation of God in your life. You know, if you're blind and you were to try to walk from here out to your car, chances are you might make it part of the way. But if there's not something besides your ability, you've never been there at all, you're going to end up hitting something. You're going to end up running into something. You need someone who can see. You know, tonight we need God. We need Him singularly. And part of the burden of this message is that if we can leave here and go, you know what, I really do need you, God. I need you every day of my life. I don't need Starbucks. I don't need... I, you know, I, my mind goes to food. I will tell you something. I like to have certain things in the morning to eat. That's my natural tendency. A certain way, certain procedure to my morning, certain things, not just my morning, I'm being a little easy on myself. I have certain things I just like to have through the day. You know who I need more than that? I need God. I'm not talking against all these things. I must feel like that's enough to say about it. You get the point. I need God. I need to leave here tonight realizing how desperately I need Him. It says, the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. What is your issue tonight? What is it that's going to send you to hell? What is it that's going to make you miss the path to heaven? Because every other road, there's one road that leads to heaven. Every other road leads to hell tonight. What is this going to make you miss? Is it that your ears have trouble hearing? Guess what? God can take care of that. Do your eyes have trouble seeing? Guess what? God can take care of that. Are you lame? Guess what? God can take care of that. It says the lame man's leap as a hart, as a deer. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. You can't speak. What is it? For in the wilderness shall waters break out, streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitations of dragon, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there. A way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. What is it? You know, all these things, God has the ability. He's the only one who has the ability to open your eyes, to open your ears, to heal you of any lameness. To do any of these things are all about the spiritual side of your life. Everything God ever did was to show us that we're not a well people. We're not a well people. We must have God to heal us, to be able to walk this way. We're not going to walk in it with our own form, with our own ability. We're going to have the Lord. It said, a highway shall be there, a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. How does that work? Because there's a God, a singular God, who can help you. But if you're adjusting His truth in your life, you're taking His hands off of things. And you're keeping Him from being able to guide you and lead you. It says, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Heaven. This way, that's where this way leads. It's a way of holiness. It's a way that God has established. And only God can keep us in. We must have Him. And we must allow Him to have us, to have control of us, to walk the way that we need to walk. You know, there's a poem, and it's, you know, I may have heard of a man called Robert Frost at some time. And I don't really read this poem. I want you to think about the choices that you have. It says, two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. And be one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, and leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled, and that has made all the difference. You know, one thing, we can get a little comfortable and think, I'm going to go this way, and then I'll kind of come back around, and I'll see if it works out, and I'll come back around, and I'll go, you know, if it didn't quite work out, I'll go the other way. You know, life is not a bunch of loops. It's pathways that lead on to other pathways in your life. You're making a choice right now. And yeah, you can make a U-turn. We have those in our family that can't really stand U-turns. You can make a U-turn. Not normally what happens. Normally what happens is when you make a decision, you keep moving on. And it comes to a couple other roads like what it said here. And you can turn around and go back. Yes, you can. Most likely you're going to look at those roads and say, well, maybe the answer's here. Maybe the answer's here. Where is Spruce Knob? Where is that moment that I went past my turn? Where is heaven? Where is the moment I went past the turn? You know, whatever specifically it was in your life, it's the moment that you said, maybe not quite that way. Maybe not quite that thing. Maybe I'll do it this way. Instead of saying, Lord, have your way with me. Wherever that point was in your life, you know what? You need to go back. It's not going to get better. It's not going to work out. You need to go back to that point and say, Lord, have your way. I'm willing to do whatever you're calling me to do. I'm willing to live however you're calling me to live. Or whatever it means to me. Here's the page. I've already signed it, Lord. Here you go. You know, that's where you can take the right turn. That's where you can find the way back. It's not, you keep on going down, you keep on taking the next set of Y's and taking one of those roads, hoping somehow it finally leads to where you need to go. It doesn't work that way. Tonight, come back. Come back to the turn. Where you said, Lord, I just can't quite do that. Stop letting the devil lie to you. God's going to take care of you. He's going to heal that's lame. He's going to open those eyes. He's going to, whatever the need is, God will take care of it. And your life will be blessed because of it, both here and in eternity. Don't let Satan trick you and lie to you. Come back to that point tonight. You know, Matthew, the 7th chapter. Matthew 7 and 13 says, enter ye at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You know what? There are several different applications of this verse, but I feel burdened tonight. Lord, help me bring this the right way. Okay. We look at this, okay, one way's broad, one way's straight. Okay, that's kind of a picture. I can't get the word in my mind, but he's painting us a picture here. So how does it actually apply in my life? How do I recognize when I'm actually making these choices, where I don't actually see a literal road, but the application of this. What was it that you weren't willing to sign to? What was it that you needed to change a few words? Do you know that kind of constricts me, right? Because I can put it down and I can just take off on a bunch of different roads. But on this road, I have to sign up for that thing, whatever it is. You know, that's how you recognize it. If the road you're on is not costing you anything, it's not calling for any sacrifice out of your life, probably on the broad road, and it leads to destruction. It's not that God just, that this way is such a burdensome, sacrificial way. That's not what it is. We lose our life that we might gain it in Him. See, there's the narrow way. That willingness to lose my life for the Lord. Oh, I can lay it down and it's a big old broad way and there's a lot of beat. The path is beat down this way. This one over here is definitely the path less traveled. And it's a lot more narrow. But it's the way of the cross. Jesus said, if you're not willing to take up your cross, you can't be my disciple. It's just part of it. Again, not for a laborsome way, but in order to gain our life, we must lose it. In order to gain it for eternity, we must lose our life here. Be willing to give up who I am and my wishes, and let the Lord sign. Let Him write my life. Let Him direct my life. Let Him lead it where He knows it needs to go. Because if I'm not allowing that, then I'm allowing Satan to just pull me on down a path that leads to his place. Lord, help us. Isaiah 4 and 1. In that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. All roads lead to heaven approach. The broad way. The way that allows me just to be who I am and pretend that I'm saved. That I'm Christ. Wearing His name. It's a broad way. You're going to have to lay down your own apparel. You're going to have to put on His. You remember the one who was found at the feast and wasn't wearing the robes that were given to him to wear? He was cast out. Even he who appeared to have something, it was taken from him what he appeared to have. Because he wasn't willing to put down his own apparel and to take on the Lord's. Tonight, if you're struggling to see, that's got a very spiritual application in our life. There's people that have tried to put all one kind of clothes on and say that's not what that verse is talking about. It's talking about the fact that tonight, as you sit here and wherever you are in your life and in this world, if you're not willing to let the Lord have control, then you're not going to be able to wear His name. If you want His blessings on your life, you're going to have to be willing to lay down who you are and say, Lord, have your way with me. You know, if you're willing to do that, let's read on here a little bit. It says, in that very day when people would say that, when they would say, Lord, let us just be who we are and wear your name. He said, I'm adding a little bit, but that's not it. But there will be this. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent, comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come pass that he that is left in Zion, he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. And there shall be a tabernacle for your shadow in the daytime from the heat and for a place of refuge and for a covert from the storm and from the rain. It doesn't take... Well, let me say it this way. All it takes is you being willing to let the Lord have His way. In the midst of this world where everybody wants to do their own thing, wear their own apparel, act their own way, claim their own form of Christianity, in the middle of a people where you see that, you can decide that you will let the Lord dress you. You will let the Lord have control of your life. You will let Him call the shots. In every way. And you know what? There will be a tabernacle for shadow in the daytime. And a place of refuge. In the storm and rain. And the Lord will protect you and defend you. And He will keep you on this way. It says here, upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day. And the shining of a flaming fire by night. What does that bring up images of. The children of Israel coming out of the land of Egypt, right? When there was the cloud by day and the fire by night. A symbol of the Holy Spirit in our lives, guiding us and directing us. He took those people who were slaves under a mighty nation. He didn't just free them. He destroyed that nation. He led them through a Red Sea on dry ground. Wiped out the Egyptians behind them. Led them not on the straight path to the Canaan land, but by another path. Guided them all the way, even through all their struggles, and brought them to the land of Canaan. You know what you need tonight? You need a willingness to just let the Lord have His way. Everything that Satan is trying to put in your mind, that what if this, what if that, the Lord is well able to take care of everything if you will just put it in His hands. There's only one way to heaven, y'all, and it's letting the Lord have control in your life. You pray for me.